Well, Michael, obviously, not that natural enough, that's very disappointing.
Nah, disappointing, don't I? Listen, how you come down here, again, similar scenario to where we were last year, Alba Faye. Listen, we just come up short again today. Hard to take, maybe the better team brought a level of physicality and brought a level of football that we couldn't bring over the course of the 70. We revived a wee bit in the second half, but it's just difficult to take, but Mayo deserved winners. Yeah.
You got off a good start, the first 2 points, and looked very lively in the opening few minutes.
Yeah, that's it, Ty. We just struggled with transition, Ty, from defence to getting the ball up front. Made a lot of mistakes on the ball, but again, credit to Mayo, a lot of them mistakes were forced too, and again, they brought a level of, I say, level of intensity, level of football that, say, we hadn't come up against this year, and we failed to deal with, and they say they were deserving winners.
Yeah, they had pulled ahead 3 points when they got the goal. There was a touch of good fortune about the goal, I suppose, but they had begun to take a grip on the game.
That's it. Now, listen, you make your own fortune in them games. Listen, it was a slippery day, it was a wet day, but the level that they were bringing to the game, they created their own fortune with it, and as I say, they took it in the end, and it was deserved. They maybe were a slight bit wasteful in the first half, similar to what we were in the second half. They could have been further ahead at half-time, but weren't. Say we managed to get it back to within a point. But really, we were just wasteful, self-included. Listen, that's going to just have to stomach it again over the winter.
Yeah, kicked a lot of wides, 10 I think in the second half, and a couple into the goalkeeper as well. You know, when you came back to one of them after the penalty, you know, you were back in that game.
Yeah, exactly. You just can't do it at this level. And today was the day that we did it, and we all did it, and it's, listen, hey, it's difficult, and that's what's that.
Did Mayo surprise you how physical they were?
Not a bit, hey, we've played them here before, and we played them in Ballybuffet before. There's a great rivalry between both sets of teams, and listen, you look around the quality of player that they have, and the quality of the player that they've introduced this year too. You know, as I say, they're going to be forced to be reckoned with throughout the last remainder stages of this championship. They've got a lot of bodies back too, who were injured maybe throughout the start of this year. So, as I say, credit is due to them today. They were the better team without a doubt, and they'll go long and hard into the championship.
It's well known that Donegal had their injuries as well in the recent weeks. How did that hinder preparations?
Definitely didn't hinder preparations. You know, as I say, we were battling with this over the course of the year, that we wanted to create a squad who were able to compete at this level when injuries did come, because naturally they came last year around the Super 8 time too, with Patrick getting injured, and eventually they were going to come this year too. It's just the nature of the beast. Every team gets them. You look around the teams that are remaining, every team has an injury or two. Ours did come over the last couple of weeks, and we threw bodies at it, and by and large they performed very well in the Kerry game, and performed very well again today. But listen, the bodies that were out there today were good enough to make a better performance at it, and we failed to do that. And as I say, credit to Mayo, they took the spoils and they move on, and we go back. At the moment, it's hard to see at the moment too. We fail at this now 2 years in the trot, but say that's football. That's the level this is at now. It's all out in quarter final stage. It's not. It's not league football, it's not Mickey Mouse stuff, and you really, every bit of mistake that you make or every bit of weakness that you have is going to be showing up, and again, that was there today, and we need to stomach, and we need to go back, and we need to go back to the drawing board with a young side there. I do still believe that there's tons of potential within the team, and there's tons of potential within the squad, and as I say, we'll go back over the winter again, we'll put the heads down, we'll push on.